Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Blake Olson.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to the High School Basketball Tournament pregame show. Blake Olson from the beautiful Denver Coliseum for the Colorado 6A Boys Basketball Tournament. Number 6, Fort Collins takes on number 3, Fossil Ridge. First time ever these two Fort Collins high school teams have met in the Grade 8 in boys basketball. It's going to be a great afternoon, and we are glad that you joined us. It's coming up right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA in about possibly 25 minutes, hopefully. And as you would imagine, Fort Collins head coach Bruce Dick is excited.
Doing good today. We're excited. Today's just such a big day for us and all the city of Fort Collins. And we're happy to be here.
You've been doing this for 4 decades. How much has it changed today from 40 years ago?
The nerves are the same. Really hasn't changed that much. It's just an exciting time in high school basketball, and to be part of the Grade 8 is something you just never get used to. It's exciting each year.
This group of players that you have, obviously some quality character guys, hard workers, but they've bought into what you have done, right?
Well, I appreciate them buying in. It's been a short 2 years, you know, that I've spent here now at Fort Collins High School. Hasn't even been 2 years because we didn't start till June that first year, but excited for them. I'm excited for their success and excited for their opportunity today.
What are they talking about, or what have they talked about leading up to this game this week? Have you heard the conversations?
Oh, yeah, there's conversations all over. I mean, it's not just the Grade 8. It's obviously a rematch between us and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, and you can't help. These guys can't go anywhere without somebody talking about the rematch and the game, and it's our job to try to get them to focus on task at hand, and I think they're in good shape.
What was the key to victory in that first meeting against Fossil Ridge?
Well, I think there were a lot of keys. It became somewhat of a possession game, and so every possession was vital. Down the stretch, composure was a big key. It was a tight game all throughout. There was not a big lead. There wasn't a comeback. Every possession mattered, and I think the focus factor played a big role in that game, and our guys maintained that throughout.
These guys seem pretty mature. They handle the pressure off the court and the hype, don't they? They're able to stay focused on a game like this.
We're going to find out. You know, I totally believe in them. You know, totally believe in them, that they're confident. They're not overconfident. They know that they've had little experience in situations like that, but they've handled every task this year to the utmost.
When you came here a couple years ago, did you look at this squad and the players that you had, and did you think that you could get this far relatively quickly?
You always think that. You do. And I remember the first day I met with them, and I knew how many changes were going to be made. And it was really a matter of them buying in to doing a lot of things, because the talent was here. They were young last year, but the talent was definitely there. And they've just matured this year, and their work ethic throughout the spring, summer last year was next to none.
When you look at your big men, Wagstaff and Mitchell, they pass the ball so well, and their vision is pretty impressive for high school basketball players. Am I overstating it here, or do you agree with that?
Well, Luke's had several triple doubles, you know, and with that, two things have to happen. He has to be selfless to get the assist, and teammates have to make the shots to get the assist. Jamar has matured so much just late in this season that he has been looking for that open man better than he was earlier in the season. But the selflessness in our entire team has been a really big key for the Lampkins.
How about at home? How exciting has this been at the Bruce Dick home.
It's always exciting. There's just no way getting around it. Every day you wake up, and I'm always excited to be playing in March. Yeah. You know, whenever you play in March, you know you've had a really good year, and the excitement never tones down. It's always there.
What was your greatest memory after your state championship at Green Mountain? What do you remember most after that game?
There are so many things, but, you know, looking back just in the locker room, the joy of everybody, and it was kind of an open locker room, and I remember my dad coming down, who's not with us anymore, and my son was just a couple years old, you know, and all those memories of the past players and how it's just stayed with us over all those years.
Have you received a lot of calls this week or texts or emails?
Quite a few.
I can imagine.
And it's so appreciative, and people are just excited. And it's so fun to know that people are excited for you. They're excited for the kids and the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been in the Grade A.
No, this is what it's all about. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when I was over at Res, I mean, they were thrilled for you as well, and because that season was cut off short for you a couple years ago over there. But those people, man, there are a lot of them just thrilled what you're able to do, what you've been able to do here at Fort Collins.
Well, we have some dear friends over there, and you know, when we're 25-0, and our guys were simply on a mission that year, they weren't going to be stopped. And other than the only people that could stop it was the Chassa office that suspended the tournament.
Exactly. I'll never forget that weekend. There's no question about that. Coach, good luck today, and thank you very much for your time. I know all the KFK family is rooting for just a great game, and I'm glad that you're able to experience this today.
Well, we're so excited to be here at the Coliseum, and it's a great venue to get the Grade 8 back here. So we hope it's a great game.
Absolutely. Coach Bruce Dick, Fort Collins High School. We're coming back with the Grade 8 after this on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey folks, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. I want to tell you about my very good friends at the personal injury law firm of Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. God forbid you or a loved one is in a serious accident, but if that has happened, I urge you to contact this law firm. They're hardworking, honest, respectful attorneys with a proven track record of great success for their clients, especially in Weld County. I know this because I'm an attorney and I work with them. If you or a loved one has been injured, call my colleagues at 303-246-1111 or their website, trialproven.com.
AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland are Northern Colorado's leaders in transmission and vehicle repair. AMCO certified technicians will get the job right the first time. AMCO does it all: transmissions, brakes, alignments, and scheduled maintenance. Call AMCO of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477 and in Loveland, 970-667-3006.
Hello, Bats Blots. What do you want?
Hi. Do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
March brings the return of spring. March also brings the return of Battleground Pro Wrestling, and the screams of the crowd will be returning to the Greeley Rec Center on Saturday, March 4th. Doors open at 5:30 and the show starts at 6. You can even meet the wrestlers before the show from 4:30 to 5:30. See Downfall Cathedral versus J.K. Pop in a tag team matchup, along with other great matches, including Gino Told You So Rivera against Tamlin Venice in the main event. Get tickets now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11. On Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, welcome back to the Denver Coliseum and the high school basketball tournament here in the pregame show. I'm Blake Olson. Glad that you're with us right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The 6A Grade 8 and historic game right here on Legendary KFKA coming up. Number 6, Fort Collins, and number 3, Fossil Ridge. Longtime Fossil head coach Matt Johansson. He's done an amazing job with that basketball program. And for him, it never gets old having a lot of success.
The success is part of, it's a byproduct of what we do, you know, with the kids and having great kids and trying to grow our kids from freshman to senior year. And it's not an easy path, but it's rewarding for sure. So, no, I never get sick of, watching the kids grow and having success. I'm really blessed and thankful that they're dragging this old guy along with them, you know.
19 years at the school. Has it gone pretty fast?
It's gone like a blink of an eye. You know, there's times where I've been like, oh, geez, I don't know if I can do this anymore. But then there's times where I could do this for 10 more years. So, you know, the kids keep me young. And like I said, it's just an honor to be around these guys that are really bought into what we're doing.
What makes your program different? Or is it different than most 6A programs?
I really don't know. I only know what we're doing. I don't take the time to really dissect other programs, because at the end of the day, I have to be me and I have to do what I think is right. And, you know, that's something we try and pass along to the kids. You know, you do your best and let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, when you don't do your best, you find out why and you try and address it and go about doing your work. And I think that's a life lesson that we try and get across to the kids as well. You know, when they're fathers and husbands and friends and employees in the future, you know, things aren't always going to go their way. You know, how can you get better, and how can you own that? How can you work harder?
State runner-ups last year. I'm sure the kids wanted another opportunity at that, but first you have to get through this one. But I mean, it's difficult just to get down to the Coliseum. That's a huge feat in itself. But I would imagine their goals are high.
Their goals are high, and they should be. You know, we got some very talented kids, and we got some kids that, you know, they're high-level athletes. But they told us last year and during the summer, hey, we're going to run it back. We want to go back to the Coliseum. We want to get back to that final game. And I said, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You know, are you guys willing to put in the work? Are you willing to, you know, buy into you know, the team above yourself? Are you willing to do the little things that it's going to take to get you there? Because that's really what it's going to take. We're not just going to throw on a uniform and show up and, you know, be welcomed back to the Coliseum. We got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I think we've done a lot of work this year. You know, we've tripped up a couple of times along the way. And like I said before, you know, the kids have embraced that after the hurt and everything. They've embraced it and done a good job with it. And I'm very proud of them for that. But, yeah, they have goals, and, you know, getting to the Coliseum was definitely one of them.
What makes Nick Randall a special player?
I don't think we have enough time to talk about that. I'll just hit the highlights. Obviously, he's long and athletic. He buys into what we're doing. He's a sponge when you're coaching him. You know, Nick didn't start playing basketball real seriously until ninth grade. And, you know, when he started to really work on it, he started to get a lot better. And, you know, he continues that. He takes coaching. Besides that, he's a great teammate. He wants to win. He's happy to, you know, he's a willing passer. He's happy to give up you know, some of his stats so that we can win. You know, he's just a I can't say enough good things about him.
How often do you see players like that or kids that are freshmen and they really turn it on afterward? Do you see that a lot?
Yes and no. I mean, nowadays, there's a ton of kids that are playing, you know, early because, you know, you get ranked in the third grade, which is, I think, is ridiculous. I just, you know, kids need to just play. But, you know, it's refreshing to, you know, have a kid like Nick that started playing late and, you know, he's doing his thing, you know, and having some success with it. But, no, I don't see it real often where kids start playing that late, but it certainly does happen. My brother, you know, my older brother Andy, you know, he didn't start playing until ninth grade, and he ended up playing Division I at CSU. He was just a hell of an athlete, though, so, I mean, that helped. You know, so I wish I would have had a little bit more of that athleticism, but, you know, that helps a lot, but, you know, and that helps Nick, you know, that he's an athlete, so...
When you get into the grade eight and the playoffs, you have to have leaders. Can you talk about your leaders on the floor and off the floor on this group?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have a standout leader. You know, we have a bunch of guys that, you know, are willing to give of themselves for the greater good. And I think, you know, if you want to call that leadership, you know, I think that you know, we've got a lot of those guys. But I'm really happy with, you know, the fact that the kids really step up. You know, Ty Brown, I would say one that stands out, you know, with, you know, speaking up, engaging his teammates, you know, his floor presence, what he does on the floor, provides us some leadership. You know, we kind of rally around him as he's playing. You know, he sets the tone for us. Nick really is a leader for us. I think more vocally, that's Dom Leone. You know, so, I mean, everybody has a role, and we don't look to one person to do everything for us. So I think sometimes you think of a leader when the chips are down, you know, what happens. You know, you talk about leadership. Matt Bolt, when he went down in the first Fort Collins game on the first play and twisted his ankle, we all looked around at each other, and we were waiting to see, you know, who was going to step up, because we found out real fast how important Matt is to us. And so, you know, when we played Fort Collins the first time, we didn't execute. We didn't do things. And I think that was a lot of it was because we saw what happened to Matt, and we never righted the ship, if that makes sense. You know, so I would say Matt Bolt is another leader for us. I can go down and tell you leadership characteristics of all our kids, so there's not just one kid that sticks out.
You have an opportunity for revenge here against Fort Collins, but this is what it's all about. High school basketball, a grade eight game, and a crosstown rivalry. Two great basketball programs, and, you know, when I was a kid, you heard about Fort Collins basketball, you know, 20 years earlier or 30 years earlier in the 40s and 50s, but there's tradition at both schools.
Well, I grew up, all I wanted to wear was purple.
Right.
You know, and I wore purple, and, you know, I coached there for a long time, so I get it. I get what you're saying, you know. The last time a state championship was won, you know, was Fort Collins High School. You know, anywhere up north was Fort Collins High School. So, you know, I'm well aware of that. I'm happy to be part of the traditions that have gone on there. You know, I'm happy. I'm also extremely blessed and proud of the traditions we're creating at Fossil Ridge. And, you know, the program that we're creating here, we started it from nothing, and now we're regarded as one of the better programs in the state. So I feel really good about that. And, you know, I don't see it as revenge. Everybody talks about revenge. Yeah, we definitely want to get it, and we definitely want to win that game. It's more about what we need to do. You know, we're not going to play Fort Collins. We're playing ourselves. If we can be more disciplined and do the things we do, I think we're going to be fine.
You've been in a state championship game a couple of times. What have you learned about that experience as a coach and as a program?
Well, I've learned a lot. the first time my eyes were wide open, and it went so fast. you know, and we're playing against a great team in Denver East with five Division I players. You know, that was an eye opener. My biggest thing was I didn't enjoy it. I didn't take time to just kind of drink it in, you know? And I felt like I did a better job of that last year. I had some things going on with my family that I couldn't fully enjoy it. You know, there were some outside distractions that were going on that due to COVID and some things like that, that we lost a family member that I had to say goodbye to the morning of the state championship game. So that was, you know, it kind of, the run kind of put a perspective for me. And, you know, I'm really going to hopefully enjoy this one. You know, I'm enjoying this week. You know, everybody talks about the long week that we're practicing. I'm enjoying every minute of with these guys, and with the full realization that, you know, we're not guaranteed anything past Saturday. You know, I like our chances, but there's no guarantees in life. So we're gonna go and we're gonna play hard. And like I said before, let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully we're playing next week and I can enjoy another week with these guys because they're pretty special.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You've done an amazing job with this program, and good luck today. Matt Johansson, the head coach from Fossil Ridge.
Thanks, boss.
You bet. Stay with us right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, the Grade 8 High School Basketball in Colorado. Doesn't get much better than this. Stay with us.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by A&W in Eaton and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze, crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve and their fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer, made fresh in the restaurant. It's perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. The Root Beer Cream Freeze is available for limited time only. Prices may vary, tax extra.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Prep Radio.
Hi, I'm Gail Holmes. Most people probably don't realize this, but abortion affects women way more than we think. The good news is that there's help. The Resource Center in Greeley provides confidential support to women hurting from past abortions. We offer one-on-one appointments, as well as weekend retreats and an in-depth workbook series. Learn about abortion recovery on our website, testsforgreeley.com. That's tests, then the numeral 4, greeley.com. It's time to heal.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland are Northern Colorado's leaders in transmission and vehicle repair. AMCO certified technicians will get the job right the first time. AMCO does it all: transmissions, brakes, alignments, and scheduled maintenance. Call AMCO of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477 and in Loveland, 970-667-3006.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Ault Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Ault Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. It's the Colorado High School Boys Basketball Tournament, Class 6A, the Grade 8. Number 3, Fossil Ridge, the Sabercats, 23-2, taking on number 6, the Fort Collins Lampkins, 22-3. They're about to announce the starters, and right now the national anthem, as we'll take a quick break and come back with the starters.
Hello, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
At Allo, the way we do business is simple. No gimmicks, no games. Just fast, reliable internet that revolves around you. We value honesty, and we know that you do too. That's why we don't hide behind pages of small print. With Allo, what you get is honest answers. Real people, connectivity you can trust, service you can rely on. Honest. Visit us at allofiber.com.
March brings the return of spring. March also brings the return of Battleground Pro Wrestling, and the screams of the crowd will be returning to the Greeley Rec Center on Saturday, March 4th. Doors open at 5:30 and the show starts at 6. You can even meet the wrestlers before the show from 4:30 to 5:30. See Downfall Cathedral versus J.K. Pop in a tag team matchup, along with other great matches, including Gino Told You So Rivera against Tamlin Venice in the main event. Get tickets now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com.
We have all the madness you can handle. March Madness is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum, Colorado High School Boys Basketball Tournament, Class 6A, the Grade 8. Number 6, Fort Collins, the visitors, wearing their purple and gold. And number 3, Fossil Ridge, of course, from Fort Collins as well. The Sabercats in their home uniforms wearing the white with green numerals. Starting for the visitors from Fort Collins, Jace King, the outstanding junior point guard, averaging 19 points a game. Andrew Corner, who averages 6 points a game, just phenomenal passer, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. He'll start along with Joe Cottingham, the junior, who was all over the place last week in their victory over Legacy, averaging 8 points a game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block shot per game. Luke Wagstaff, averaging 20 points a game, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, will start along with Jamar Mitchell, averaging 13 points a game, 5 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, and 2 block shots. Starting for Fossil Ridge, once again, 23-2. Matthew Bolt, 6'5", senior, averaging 9 points a game. Ty Brown, the 5'10", star from Fossil Ridge, averaging 8 points a game. Dominic Leone, who scores 9 points a game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, one of the leaders, 1 steal, 6'3", point guard. Colin Hayes is 6'6", averaging 9 points a game with 4 boards and 2 assists per game. Nick Randall, 6'7", averaging 22 points a game. The senior ripping down 9 rebounds a game, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 block shots. So Randall, McMillan, Leone, Brown, and Bolt, but you will see 8 or 9 players possibly from Fossil Ridge in this game. Just been a great story. Both these coaches, you just heard them on the pregame show. Matt Johansson in his 19th year, 322 wins, 145 losses, 361 career wins as a head coach in high school basketball. So much fun to watch his teams over the years. And, of course, KFKA's own Bruce Dick, 40 years, over 700 wins. One of the winningest coaches in Colorado history, active and in the books as far as the history in Colorado high school boys basketball, 32-17 at Fort Collins in 2 years of working there, 714 wins, 229 losses. So both teams in their huddles. Fossil Ridge will be on our left, the left bench across from us here at the broadcast table at historic Denver Coliseum. Seen some great games here. And Fort Collins will be on the right bench. Wagstaff will be ready to tip it off with one of his friends, a crosstown rivalry. Only a couple miles separate these two schools. A lot of smiles here from Randall, set to tip it off, and Wagstaff, no smile at all. He's got his game face on. Fossil Ridge will be working left to right as we see it here. Once again, the Sabercats in their white uniforms, green numerals trimmed in black. Fort Collins in their purple uniforms with the light gold. Be fun to watch Jace King in this game and these guards from Fossil Ridge as they match up. Leone is one of the great athletes in the state. Really is always entertaining to watch him night in, night out, week in, week out in high school basketball. And you remember Fossil Ridge was in the championship game last year, the state runner-ups. They're trying to make it back to the championship game this year and try to win their first state championship. Randall set to tip it up, and he wins the jump against Wagstaff. Tip back, and now Fossil Ridge with the possession on the left wing is Larson. Larson gets the start. Drew Larson, 6'6". They swing it around the right side. Leone inside to Randall. Randall is caught up and tied up, double teamed. And a nice job by Mitchell causes the jump. He gets his hand on the basketball on Randall in the paint on the right side. And it will be possession for Collins as King dribbles up half court now. About 22 feet away, over to Mitchell on the left side, back to the top, and then over to King. Back to corner, corner left side, Cottingham hands it off to Mitchell. Mitchell takes a jump shot, two-pointer, turns and rims out, rebounded by Ridge. Back the other way, Larson. Larson on the right wing, and he is tied up. Nice defense, double team by Wagstaff, and they're going to call the foul on Wagstaff. Just a few feet away from us here as King and Wagstaff tied him up. And that'll be an early one on the big man, Wagstaff, who stands in the paint right now and did not agree with that call, of course. Leone tosses it in to Brown, who is guarded by Corner. Brown and Corner. Now Brown dribbles with his left, hands off, long range. Larson misses that three-pointer from the left side. Randall gets the rebound, almost slips in the paint, little pump fake, and he gets fouled by Mitchell and then falls to the floor. That's just hard work from the senior big man, Randall, who will go to the line. That'll be Mitchell's first. Nick Randall, who really seriously started playing basketball as a ninth grader and then just turned it on. After his freshman year, he makes the first free throw. 6:56 to go, hits that, and the first 2 points of the game. 2-0 Fossil Ridge. Here was 6:53 to go in the first quarter. Fort Collins back the other way, corner on the left wing. Cottingham now, and then back to Mitchell. Mitchell at the free throw line, dribbling. Randall guarding him. Now King on the right side, back to his guard and his teammate Corner, and then they eventually swing it back to Corner, and then almost thrown away. Wagstaff to Corner is picked up by Fossil Ridge, going the other way and kicked out of bounds on the other end of the floor by Corner. It'll be Ridge ball just to the left of the hoop. 6:27 to go in the first quarter here. 2-0. Fossil Ridge leads it. Inside now. Larson makes a little move in the paint. Up and under and rolls off. Gets the rebound on the floor. Gets it to Randall and banks it in. So a great job, hustle play by Larson on the floor. He comes up with it, and then Randall scores 4-0. Fossil, 6:07 to go in the first quarter. Wagstaff hands off to King. He dribbles behind his back at the free throw line. Jumper is good. Jace King averaging 19 points a game with his first bucket of the afternoon here in the Grade 8, Class 6A. Fort Collins rivalry game, a historic game. Both these high schools from the same city, stolen away by Mitchell. The big man goes coast to coast, off the glass, and fouled. He will go to the line. Mitchell, tough defense right in front of Coach Dick, and then takes it the distance. He is fouled. By Leone. And Mitchell's free throw, you can put it in the books. And Fort Collins leads at 5-4, 5:41 to go in the first quarter. Brown, top over to the right wing. And Hayes along with Larson. Now back to Leone. Skip pass to Brown, long range, off the front of the rim. Rebound by Wagstaff. Out to King, left side. He dribbles with his right hand behind his back and loses it. Leone comes up with it. Back the other way. For the Sabercats, thinks about the three-pointer, over to Brown, and then inside, Brown to Hayes in the paint. No problem for Fossil Ridge. They lead at 6-5 with 5:08 to go in the first quarter right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Three-point attempt is off by corner. Back the other way, Brown down court to Larson. Larson kicks it out to Leone. Now a corner three inside. Trying to get it into Randall in the paint. They lose it, but somehow Hayes comes up with it in the paint. Strong. He is fouled. He'll go to the line and one. Now the officials say they'll have to take it out before the shot. 8-5. Fossil leads it. 4:48 to go in the first quarter. They're discussing that, and Coach Johansson doesn't like the call, but they'll throw it in. Fossil Ridge inside. What a beautiful pass to Brown. He can't score underneath from Larson. Now back the other way. King working left to right, about 22 feet away. Then left wing, Cottingham, back to Wagstaff above the circle. He drives. And then bounce pass to Cottingham on the baseline. Gets fouled, throws it up there. But before the shot, no continuation here. Cottingham will have to throw it in here. Fort Collins will throw it in just to the right of the backboard as corner has Cottingham to his left. Now Mitchell behind the circle. Beautiful pass inside to Wagstaff. Mitchell to Wagstaff. After that bounce pass, count it 7-6. Fort Collins with 4:16 to go in the opening quarter. Spinning, Hayes in the paint, off the front of the rim, misses that. Nice defense by Cottingham. Wagstaff needs help. He gets Cottingham to come up. Dribbles with his left hand. Now King, right wing. Mitchell, pump fake. He dribbles, and a foul on the floor on Randall. Randall with his first foul on the right wing. 7-6, Fort Collins, 3:58 to go here in the Grade 8. Just underway on KFKA. Blake Olson with you. Glad you joined us. What a day. Inside, inbounds pass. Wagstaff tries to score, doesn't get it. Rebound the other way. Randall coast to coast. And Larson with the easy layup for Fossil. 8-7. Fossil Ridge, 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Wagstaff from three-point land. Downtown, left wing, the big man with the beautiful set shot. He could shoot it from outside, 10-8 for Collins. Here's a screen from Leone as Hayes bounce pass in the paint to Randall. That is gorgeous basketball. Randall scores after that great pass from Hayes. Ties it at 10. 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Cottingham, long-range three-pointer. That one's off. Rebounded by Leone. Back down court on the break. Larson catches it, lays it in with his right hand. And Coach Dick says, timeout. Fort Collins, what a game right here in the Grade 8. Colorado High School basketball playoffs continue right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Stay with us.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes."
At Mosher Funeral Service, we can help take the uncertainty out of what will one day be certain. We provide pre-planning and at-need services to help you in your time of need. For more info, call us today at 970-330-6824. As for the other certainty, well, we can't help you with that. But you only have to pay us once. Mosher Funeral Service in Greeley.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Denver Coliseum, the Grade 8 Class 6A Colorado High School basketball, the city rivalry. Fort Collins with the ball, working right to left with the possession. They trail 12-10 after the fast break by Larson, who finishes. Now Jace King behind his back at the elbow and then at the free throw line, throws it up off the front of the rim. They get the rebound, Wagstaff. Wagstaff gets the pass from corner. Back to King, left side. Cottingham inside to Mitchell. He turns at the block and misses that one short. Rebounded by Larson. Leone on the other end. Fossil inside to Randall. And behind his back with the right hand over his head. Count that for Fossil Ridge. Beautiful passing by the Sabercats. 14-10 now. They lead late in the first quarter. Cottingham in the backcourt with King. King on the right wing. Bounces to Mitchell. Short wing, little pump fake. Takes the baseline. Tough defense by Fossil and Randall, and a beautiful pass to Cottingham, who puts it in with 1:56 to go in the first quarter. Cutting the lead, and here's a three-point attempt. Leone misses that. Rims out. Mitchell with the rebound. 14-12, 1:46 to go. Fossil leads it. Jace King from the right wing. Back to the left corner, back to Cottingham. Now King dribbling with his left one time over to corner and then feeds it inside to Wagstaff right at the block on the left side, and he is fouled. And Randall picks up his second foul here with 1:32 to go in the first quarter, and he comes out of the game as Matthew Bolt checks in. 6'5" senior trying to get the ball in. The Lampkins from Fort Collins, and they say too much time. Turnover, Fort Collins. Corner could not get the ball in to his teammates, and Coach Dick is upset about that, as you can understand, with 1:29 to go, Fort Collins trailing 14-12. Brown hands off to Hayes. Hayes double teamed in the backcourt, and then skip pass over to Brown. He drives from the left side off the glass. Soft touch. Brown scores for the Sabercats. 1:11 to go. And Fossil leads it 16-12. Here's Wagstaff on the left wing, and the big man drives, then turns, picks up his dribble. Little fade away from the left side. Misses. Mitchell fights for it and tipped in by Mitchell, I believe, to cut the lead to 2. Fossil Ridge. Mitchell scores. Leone, three-pointer, way outside from the right wing. He misses that. Wagstaff rebound. Mitchell the other way. The big man at the half court now in the circle, dribbling with his left hand. King comes around, takes off the handoff. Takes the handoff with 30 seconds to go. Corner on the left wing. Mitchell now at the top in the backcourt over to Cottingham. Cottingham to King. King back to corner on the left side. 17 seconds to play in the quarter. Cottingham now left side. They'll go for the last shot here in this quarter with 8 seconds to go. King starts to drive, then to corner. Three-pointer rims out. Rebounded by Bolt. And the Sabercats right at the buzzer. Half-court shot beyond half-court. Leone can't hit it. But Fossil Ridge leads it 16-14 in the Grade 8 Class 6A right here on KFKA against Fort Collins. We're coming back with the second quarter. Stay with us. Back to the Denver Coliseum. Fort Collins with the possession as they'll throw it in against Fossil. And Fossil Ridge leads it 16-14 here in the Grade 8 Colorado High School Basketball Class 6A Playoff Basketball on KFKA is presented to you by Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services. Also, the J9 agencies and Alt believe in quality insurance for quality people in northern Colorado. You can call them at 970-834-1160. Top of the circle now, King over to corner on the left wing. He dribbles over to the top. Cottingham now with it. Over to King. 16-14. Fossil leads it. Mitchell drives with his right hand and misses in the paint. Tough defense from Larson. Back the other way. Fossil coast to coast. Beautiful drive and finishing. Colin Hayes, who averages nine points a game. They lead it 18-14. Fossil Ridge. Mitchell with it. Cottingham. Near the top of the circle, over to Wagstaff. On the left wing, three-pointer downtown. Short on that one and rebounded by the Sabercats. Back the other way, Fossil. Hayes starts to drive. Cottingham on him. Now in the paint, goes up. Misses that. Tough defense from Cottingham. Hits the back of the rim and out. King back up the floor to corner. Now King, right wing. Over to corner, in the corner, near the corner, and Cottingham back to corner, dribbles with his left hand to the free throw line. Wagstaff, he takes the baseline on the right side, then skip pass, kicks it out to corner, downtown, good, to cut the lead, 18-17. Fossil leads it. Beautiful shot from corner. Great rotation. Here's Hayes on the right wing, dribbles between his legs, and Cottingham gets his hand on it, almost steals it away, and a jump ball. King and Hayes. Price Wyatt, 6'3", senior, checks in, averaging 4 points a game, one rebound, one assist, and one steal. As Larson goes out, Brown, guarded by King, near the half-court line on the left side, now over to the right side. Hayes, now Brown, dribbles with his left hand, and he is fouled by Cottingham. And on the floor, so Cottingham, very aggressive defensive player, but they get him reaching in on that play. 6:04 to go, 18-17. Fossil leads it. Brown now guarded by King. Around the left side, over to Bolt, and then they swing it back around. Brown tries to feed it inside from the right. Inside to his teammate, Bolt. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Collins. Brown will throw it in. Brown lobs it up to Bolt. Hayes now on the left side at the free throw line is Leone. He takes the shot and the two-pointer is good. Up their lead 20-17, 5:41 to go in the first half. King now near the top of the circle over to Cottingham. Tries to get it inside to Wagstaff. Posting up the short wing and then knocked out of bounds by Fossil. Fort Collins will throw it in. Corner to Cottingham in the right corner. Wagstaff at the right wing now. He drives strong and he is fouled before the shot. And a foul and on Leone with 5:30 to go. Wagstaff will go to the line. Nice job by him penetrating. Strong drive to get him to the line here. First free throw, nothing but nylon. Count it. 20-18, Fossil Ridge leading Fort Collins. They cut the lead with that free throw. Once again, Wagstaff at the line. And that one bounces in for Wagstaff, and he has 7 points on the afternoon. Now Brown driving all the way in the paint. What a drive by Brown with his right hand for Fossil Ridge. 22-19, Sabercats lead it. 5:13 to go in the first half. Left wing now, King, little crossover, one bounce. Over to Cottingham on the left side. Back to Mitchell on the left wing. He drives, backing down, squaring up in the paint. Knocked away by Bolt. Great defense by Bolt and Fossil. Hayes dribbling with his left hand the other way, and they say that he's carrying the ball. Turnover, Fossil. As Mac Bastide comes into the game, averaging 2 points a game, two rebounds, and Bolt comes out. One assist per game. Bastide, 6'5". And Coach Dick talked about this. They can put their bench in, and it looks like starters for the majority of 6A teams. Great bench. Top to bottom, talented. 10 seniors on this team from Fossil Ridge. Fort Collins with the ball. Wagstaff on the short wing, dribbling with his left in the paint, trying to get out of there. Double teamed. And I believe they're going to call the foul on Bastide. Actually on Hayes. They double teamed Wagstaff. He lost his footing. Fossil doesn't like the call, of course. And with 4:31 to go, 22-19, Fossil leads it. Fort Collins throws it in. They get it into Mitchell on the left side, and he misses the bunny. Rebounded by Fossil Ridge. Great opportunity for the Lampkins. Couldn't do anything. Price Wyatt on the right wing. Back out to the top to Hayes. Bastide down the left wing. And then back to Wyatt. Price Wyatt from the left side. Two-pointer right behind the free throw line. Misses that. They get it back. The rebound. Bastide in the paint. Kick it out to Larson. Larson misses that one from way outside. Three-point landed. Rebounded by King. King back the other way. Trying to break here. Mitchell at the elbow. Drains that one for the Lampkins to cut the lead 22-21 with 3:46 to go in the first half. Hayes over to Brown. Brown in the corner now is Wyatt. Wyatt on the baseline. Bastide back to Brown. Brown's going to drive from the right side with his left, and it's blocked by Cottingham. Mitchell gets it, and then up ahead, Wagstaff, and then throwing it up. King at the bucket and one. He will go to the line with 3:28 to go in the first half, and Fort Collins takes the lead, 23-22. Jace King. Wow, what a play. Started on the defensive end. Great passes down court. Fort Collins running the floor, as well as Fossil. Corner will come out, and Nicky McGuire, who averages 2 points a game, one rebound and one assist, checks in. King hits the free throw to up the lead, 24-22. What a game here in the Grade 8 Class 6A Colorado High School Boys Basketball Tournament at the Denver Coliseum. Blake Olson with you on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Man, this is too much fun. Get down here if you can next week. Doesn't matter who wins. Randall now, left-handed, in the paint. He is fouled and one. Nick Randall for Fossil will go to the line. Ties the game at 24 with 3:15 to go in the first half. Randall has 10 points and now misses this free throw. Rims out, hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then rolls out. Now King, left wing for Fort Collins. Wagstaff and Cottingham back to McGuire now. In the backcourt, King. He's going to operate this offense with Cottingham and Wagstaff now on the right wing. McGuire left side. Dribbles a couple of times over to Mitchell, taking their time, running their offense. King, Cottingham, left side, left wing. Now inside to Wagstaff at the top of the circle and trying to steal it is Wyatt. But Wagstaff drives, rolls it in. Says, you're not going to do that to me. I'm driving strong to the rack and scoring to make it 26-24. For Collins with 2:25 to go. Randall spins in the paint. What a beautiful drive from the elbow. Lays it in. Almost effortless for him. Randall is so smooth. He is long and is just going to get better in his college years in the next 2, 3, 4 years. Man, so much fun to watch. He scores. Now Fort Collins with it. Cottingham on the right wing behind the arc. into Wagstaff now, near the top of the circle. They swing it back around, back to King. Now to Wagstaff from the left side. He's going to drive again on Randall, and a layup. Wagstaff scores on Randall. Back the other way, Sabercats, 28-26, Fort Collins, 1:37 to go in the first half. Downtown Brown, three-pointer for Fossil, right here on 103.1 and 1310. KFKA, the Grade 8 High School Basketball Playoffs, Class 6A, City Rivalry. Wagstaff, pump fake, top of the circle, and then to Mitchell. Mitchell, air ball from the left wing. Downtown, rebounded by McGuire. King drives, gets it back out to McGuire. Two-pointer, floater. McGuire with a big shot to make it 30-29 from the right wing with 1 minute to go in the first half. Here's Larson dribbling with his left at the free throw line. Out to Brown on the left wing. He makes a little nice move and then drives and then kicks it back out. Three-pointer! Larson for Fossil Ridge to make it 32-30 with 41 seconds to go in the first half. Fossil leads it. Fort Collins looks like they're going to try to get the last shot here, see if they can take the lead or tie it before they head to the locker room. McGuire on the right side, King and McGuire in the backcourt. Right wing, McGuire. King rotates with Cottingham. Cottingham will rotate with King in the backcourt. Now 12 seconds to go. McGuire from the right wing, about 25 feet away. He's going to swing it over to King, left wing, and tough defense by the Sabercats fighting for it. This guy, Price Wyatt, has to be one of the emotional leaders of this squad. He is all over the place, causes the jump, gets his hand on the ball. Turnover for Collins with 3.6 seconds to go, 32-30. Sabercats ball. Trying to get the last shot off here before the half. And the big man, Caden Elmore, is in for Fort Collins. He's on Leone at the half-court line. Near sideline, Cottingham playing defense down here, and they're set to throw it in. They're going to switch up here. And now they say it's Fort Collins' ball. They said the possession was with Fort Collins. So now it's Fort Collins' ball with 3.6 seconds to go on their end of the floor. Ridge thought they had the possession. So did the Lampkins. Now the officials say possession Fort Collins with 3.6 to go, trailing by two. Inbounds and stolen away by Rottner, and he's going to dribble out, and that'll be the end of the first half here. What a game, as expected. Number three, Fossil Ridge, leads number six, Fort Collins, 32-30 in the Grade 8 of the Class 6A Boys Basketball Tournament here in Colorado. What a great game on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with some halftime stats after these important messages right here on legendary KFKA. Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum and high school basketball, the Grade 8 Class 6A, in a city rivalry game. It has never happened in Colorado basketball history when you talk about Fort Collins High School's number three, Fossil Ridge, 23-2 before today, taking on number six, Fort Collins, the Lampkins, 22-3 before the day. And Fossil leads it 32-30 after two quarters of play here at halftime at the Coliseum. We're going to take a look at the leading scorers from the Fort Collins Lampkins, and both these teams just doing an outstanding job. Hustle plays, tough defense, and Andrew Corner, who averages 6 points a game, has 2 points after two quarters of play. The outstanding point guard, Jace King, the junior, they're doing a nice job on him. Fossil, he averages 19 points a game. He has 5 points at halftime for the Lampkins. Joe Cottingham, who had an impressive, we talked about it earlier against Legacy in that first quarter, had 10 points in that first quarter in that game. They won that game in order to advance to this one. He averages 8 points a game. He has scored 2 points so far this afternoon. Luke Wagstaff doing a great job with 11 points so far after two quarters of play. And at halftime, Jamar Mitchell with 7 points for Coach Bruce Dix Lampkins. On the other side, Fossil Ridge. Tell you what, their point guard, Ty Brown, 5'10" senior. He has been penetrating, driving, creating. He has 7 points at halftime, along with Drew Larson, the 6'6" senior, who averages 7 points a game. And he already has his average here after two quarters of play with 7 points at halftime. Colin Hayes, this is a really impressive player. Love watching him. He's fighting for every possession. The 6'6" senior averages 9 points a game, has 4 points after two quarters of play. And their star, of course, Nick Randall, fighting hard on both ends of the floor, has 12 points, averaging 22 points a game. The 6'7" senior is walking on the floor right now, and he looks determined to get back to the Final Four. Once again, these are the state runner-ups. Fossil Ridge, second-place team from last year. They hope to get back to the Final Four, but Fort Collins is going to do whatever they can to prevent that from happening in the second quarter. 32-30. Fossil Ridge leads it over their rival. Fort Collins separated by just a couple of miles on basically the eastern portion of the city of Fort Collins. I'm Blake Olson. You are listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Once again, playoff basketball on KFKA is presented to you by Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services. Also, the J9 agencies and all believe in quality insurance for the quality people in northern Colorado. Call them at 970-834-1160. Micah Kilpatrick is producing once again, and Mike is going to help us get to break, and we'll come back with the second half right here on Legendary 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. Colorado Boys Basketball Tournament, Class 6A, the Grade 8. Fossil Ridge leading Fort Collins 32-30 in the first time these two teams have met in the Grade 8. Fossil set to throw it in to start the second half, and Brown takes the pass, and he is at the midcourt line on the left wing. Dribbles up and over to Larson. They swing it to Bolt and back to Randall, back to Brown on the left side. Now over to Leone on the right wing. Gets up in the air, feeds it inside to Randall. Double team, finds a wide open man, but tough defense. Wagstaff coming over there to contest Bolt. He misses, and then the rebound by Fort Collins. Back the other way, King. Now Mitchell. Bounce pass to Wagstaff. Has his back to the basket. Short wing, spins, goes to the basket. That's a big-time move by the big man. 4-2 to tie it at 32 for Fort Collins. Back the other way. Randall spins in the paint with his right hand and scores. 7-10 to go in the third quarter. 34-32. Fossil leading. Cottingham. Left wing back to Wagstaff. About 3 feet above the arc. Mitchell now from the right wing. He dribbles. Turns. And then throws it away. Randall contests him. And then back the other way, Brown to Leone. And then in the corner, beautiful pass to Randall from Bolt. He takes the baseline, and Bolt basically hands off to Randall, who scores. 36-32, Fossil Ridge. Fort Collins with the ball. Mitchell, the low post. Wagstaff now, right wing. Trying to make a move and driving. He did a great job driving in the first half. Gets out of the paint. Bounce pass to Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles a couple of times. The big man tries to find the cutter, Cottingham, and throws it away. Bolt comes up with it. Brown with it at the circle. Right wing, Larson. Leone, long range, three-pointer bounces out, and Mitchell tries to get the rebound. Brown comes up with it. Mitchell dives for it, and then they will call the foul on Mitchell. Loose ball out there. He dives. And Mitchell with three fouls now. Wagstaff only has one. Cottingham has one. Actually, now Mitchell goes out. McGuire comes in for Fort Collins. Long range from the corner. Left side misses the three-pointer. Fossil and Larson, they get the rebound. Then back out. Another one missed by Brown from downtown. Then in the paint. Beautiful touch by Matthew Bolt inside. He is having a great game. Long-range three-pointer from the left wing. Cottingham for Fort Collins cuts the lead. 38-32 with 5:34. Check that, 38-35 with 5:32 to go. Timeout. Fort Collins will come back on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. Fossil's ball. Leone throws it into Brown. He's dribbling up on the left side at the half court. They lead it 38-35 against Fort Collins in the grade 8. Brown, crossover, drives with his right, gets up in the air, kicks it out to Bolt. Bolt swings it around to Leone, 5 feet from the arc on the right wing. To Larson on the left now. Randall on the left wing. He drives hard with his right hand. Stretches out with those long legs under the hoop and scores. 40-35 Sabercats with 5:02 to go. Fort Collins ball. Left wing two-pointer. King bounces out two-pointer. Wagstaff gets up in the air for the rebound. And the big man falls to the floor and a foul on the Sabercats, Matthew Bolt. That's his first. Boy, he's doing a lot of things, but only has 2 points. Inbounds to Cottingham. Now right wing McGuire, the wide receiver for the football team. They swing it inside to Wagstaff. Up and under. Wagstaff misses it, gets his rebound, and then knocked out of bounds by Fossil. Leone had his hand on it, I believe. Corner will throw it in for Fort Collins. They trail 40-35 with 4:40 to go in this quarter. Wagstaff, three-pointer from the right wing, rims out. Randall the rebound. Brown now dribbles up from the right wing, and he has been outstanding today. Randall now, top of the circle, thinking about driving with his left hand, spins, and caught up in the air. A jump ball, excellent work on defense by Wagstaff in the paint. Slowing down Randall with 4:21 to go in this quarter. Now Jace King. The handle's in the backcourt over to Cottingham. They feed it inside to Wagstaff. Underneath Randall, tough defense. Three Sabercats underneath there. Wagstaff throws it up again. They call travel, I believe, on Wagstaff. 4:09 to go in this quarter. 40-35. Fossil Ridge leads it. Brown, the point guard, dribbles up with his left hand from the left wing. Four up in the air with his left hand. Going to run this play. Brown from the left wing. Inside to Bolt in the paint. Bounces out. Rebound McGuire. Thinking about breaking. Now he's dribbling at the top of the circle. Over to Wagstaff. Wagstaff dribbles. backs down, spins, and then back out to McGuire, who drives to the baseline. Now Randall is on him. Cottingham drives from the left baseline and scores with his right hand with 3:30 to go. 40 to 37, Fossil Ridge. The Lampkins just cut it. Entry pass to Randall in the paint, and he slams it home to make it 42-37. Fossil Ridge back the other way. Wagstaff, long three-pointer from the left wing, 3 feet behind the arc, and drains that to cut the lead 42-40. Fort Collins trying to stay in this thing. Brown, what a game here. 42-40, almost broken up by King here as Fossil with the ball. Randall at the top of the circle. Leone thinks about driving. He does. Tries to kick it out, but he is fouled by Corner as he drives with 2:49 to go in this quarter on 103-1 and 13-10 KFKA. The Gould Park scoreboard. Two-point game here in the Grade 8, Class 6A, as Bolt comes out of the game. Hayes is in, along with Larson. Now Randall at the elbow, spinning, backing down. Wagstaff, tough defense, and Randall could not score. Short, front of the rim, misses, but he is fouled. Randall goes to the line. So Corner has a foul, along with Cottingham and Wagstaff on the floor right now. Wagstaff has 16 points. Randall had 12 at the half. He goes to the line. Wagstaff's second foul of the afternoon. Trying to do whatever he can to slow down Nick Randall, as Randall is set to shoot the first free throw with 2:44 to go. His team leading 42-40, and he misses the first. Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins, Grade 8, Class 6A, high school boys basketball on 103-1 and 13-10. KFKA, the second free throw is good. Bounces in there, hits the back of the rim, front of the rim, and then in. Jace King with the handles in the backcourt over to Wagstaff. On the right wing, he thinks about driving again on Leone. They swing it. Fort Collins, Cottingham to King. Now McGuire at the top of the circle, over to Corner. Corner at the right wing, back to King. Cottingham, pump fake. He drives up high, and he misses the layup and rebounded. Boy, they were all there by Hayes. Back the other way, Fossil. Larson on the left wing. Hayes on the right wing. Dribbles between his legs. Backs down, up and under. What a move by Hayes, but it unable to score it there. And then driving strong to the hoop is Larson in the paint for Fossil Ridge to make it 45-40. 1:56 to go in the third quarter. King back the other way. Now Wagstaff from the left wing. Tough defense by Leone. And they're going to call the foul on Leone as Wagstaff drives with his right hand. Leone, that's his third. Tough defense on Wagstaff, who can penetrate. McGuire comes out of the game along with Brown for Fossil Ridge. Now you have Mitchell in the game for Fort Collins. Long range, Cottingham left side. That one way off. From three-point land. Randall with the rebound. Leone back the other way. Bounce pass on the baseline. Could not finish. Is Wyatt thought about going up. Didn't want to have his shot blocked. He hesitated. And Wyatt could not score. Turnover under the hoop. Fossil Ridge. And Corner bounces it in to King, who dribbles up. And Wyatt on him. Now Mitchell, right wing. Randall guarding him. Cottingham, left wing, trying to find King. Over to Corner. Mitchell at the top of the circle. Wagstaff has it now from the right wing. Cottingham near the free throw line. Bounce pass in to Mitchell. Little baby hook in the paint and cannot get that one hit. Drew Larson, the rebound for Fossil as he brings it up. 6 foot six in the backcourt with Leone on the right wing. Over to Randall. Wyatt. Back to Hayes, and now Leone drives from the right wing, and he is fouled by the Lampkins. And Fort Collins, corner, his second foul of the afternoon. 45-40. Fossil leads it with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mitchell comes out for Fort Collins, and Elmore in the game right now. Randall guarding Randall. Randall dribbling and using his strength against the big man in the paint and draws the foul. Randall just shows how strong he is with the handles on a big dude, Caden Elmore, trying to back down and drive in the paint and goes to the hoop and gets to the line and hits the first free throw. 46-40, Fossil Ridge leading Fort Collins. Elmore goes out. On the floor now is Mitchell, Cottingham, Wagstaff, Corner, and King for Fort Collins. Randall misses the second free throw. 46-40. Back the other way. King trying to make something happen. Double team. Kicks it out. And then over to Cottingham. Inside feed to Mitchell. He spins in the paint. Can't find anyone. Back outside to Cottingham from the right wing. Misses the three-pointer, and Randall with the big rebound. The senior trying to get back to the Final Four for the second straight year. Rottner in the backcourt now, along with Hayes. And Bolt checked at Larson for Fossil. 5 seconds to go in the corner. Quarter. Larson drives, spins, and then off balance, fading away, won't get the shot, and they say not in time. After the rebound, they try to tip it in Fossil Ridge, but they lead it 46-40 after three quarters of play right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's the Grade 8 Class 6A Boys Basketball Tournament at the Denver Coliseum. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. We just began the fourth quarter of play in the Grade 8 here in the Class 6A Boys Basketball Tournament. Fossil Ridge with the lead, 46-40, and Randall underneath takes the pass in the paint and scores to up the lead by 8 points over Fort Collins. And Wagstaff back the other end. He drives hard, knocks down Leone, misses, and then Mitchell with the rebound. Left side underneath and puts it back to cut the lead, 48-42, 7:16 to play in the game here. Larson, left wing. Fossil taking their time with Brown in the backcourt along with Hayes. Hayes dribbling against Cottingham near the right wing, and Cottingham tries to steal it away and knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Fossil ball. Hayes comes out of the game. And McMillan, Cooper McMillan, 6 foot six senior in the game now for the Sabercats. Inbounds play, Brown trying to get it in, and they blow the whistle and a timeout. Matt Johansson and his Sabercats. And we'll take a quick break. Fourth quarter right here, playoff basketball on KFKA, presented to you by Mosier Funeral and Cremation Services. Got a great one here. 6-point lead for Fossil. We're coming back after this on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum Class 6A Grade 8 High School Basketball in Colorado. Fossil Ridge trying to throw it in here with 7:02 to go. They lead it 48-42 against Fort Collins. They lob it back, trying to get McMillan, and he'll have to go back court, and it's okay. Let it bounce a couple of times. He has it over to Brown, now to Larson on the left wing. Brown in the backcourt. Jace King on him, trying to take as much time off the clock as possible. Brady Rottner in the backcourt and Larson. Larson dribbling with his right hand on the right wing, looking for Randall. Passes it to Brown, right wing. The point guard dribbles with his left. King on him. Tough defense. Over to Larson now. Double team. Bounce pass to Brown. Kick it out. They swing it. And then McMillan. 3-point land for McMillan. Cooper with the three. 6:18 to go in the game, and thrown away by King. I think he thought Wagstaff was looking. Couldn't see it. I was blocked by one player, but a turnover by Fort Collins here with 6:15 to go. 51-42. Fossil leads it. Brown, left wing. Over to Rottner. And Larson has it on the right wing, and he is fouled by Wagstaff. Wagstaff has three. Mitchell has three for Collins. They'll throw it in. By the way, Nick Randall with 22 points right now, five rebounds, and one assist for Fossil Ridge. He averages 22 points a game. Rottner will try to get open so Brown can pass it to him. Instead, he passes to Randall, back to Brown on the right wing. Inside now, Randall drives with his left from the right wing, uses his left hand, and scores on Mitchell. Wow, what a play. 53-42. Fossil leads it. Pump fake. Wagstaff drives from the left lane and in the hoop, and they call the offensive foul, the charge on Wagstaff. I believe. Oh, they say a blocking foul. So that would be an and one. Wagstaff drives, and Matt Johansson said you called a charge, one of the officials. They'll clear it up here. Wagstaff will go to the line. I thought it was a blocking call initially. And then the Sabercats sold it well. Wagstaff drives from that left wing. He is a big kid. Strong. And they say that Fossil Ridge, the feet were moving. Draws the foul. The ball falls in. He goes to the line for a three-point opportunity the old-fashioned way. 5:48 to go in the game. Fort Collins trailing 53-44. Wagstaff. First free throw bounces off the front of the rim and rebounded by Larson. Unable to get the three-point play there. Rottner brings it up with Randall now. He drives strong to the hoop. Couple dribbles and to the rim from basically the half-court line, and he scores. Nick Randall, 55-44. Fossil leads it. 5:24 to go in the game. McGuire in the backcourt with King. King now on the right wing, right at the free throw line on the right side. Beautiful jump shot for two. Swishes that. Cuts the lead 55-46. Back the other way. Brown goes coast to coast. And McGuire, nice hands, knocks it out of bounds. They call the foul on McGuire. So they call the foul. Reaching in as Brown. Man, what speed. Back the other way to drive from the left wing. Scores, hits the first free throw. Mitchell comes in along with Leone. Hayes for Fossil Ridge. McMillan goes out along with Bastide. Larson on the floor with Hayes for Fossil Ridge. Brown hits the free throw. Jace King back the other way with the handles. In the backcourt over the left wing to Cottingham. Mid wing Now to Wagstaff, spinning and driving with his right hand. Scoop off the backboard, cuts the lead. 57-48, Fossil leads it with 4:50 to go. Get it into Randall, back out to Randall. Leone now back inside. The pass to Hayes on the right block, and he turns and scores. Colin Hayes for two for Fossil Ridge. Down low, King, right wing, hands off to corner, right wing. Mitchell on the left wing, crossover, spins in the paint. The big man is blocked by Randall in the key. Then over to Leone. Wow, what a defensive play by Randall. Brown with his left hand. A little crossover, dribbling with his right, guarded by King and stolen away by Wagstaff. The big man looking for the layup and blocked by Randall of the Sabercats. With 4:04 to go at the rim, he blocks that. That's a hustle play by Randall on Wagstaff. They throw it in for Collins with 4 minutes to play. Mitchell backing down, tough right shoulder, trying to get position on Randall. And they'll call the foul on Randall. Randall says, he's punching me. Got to keep his feet. Mitchell does a nice job with his body in the paint there to draw the foul. They'll throw it in. Corner trying to find his teammate Wagstaff on the right wing. He's going to take the three-pointer. Rotation nylon three ball. Timeout. Coach Bruce Dick with 3:54 to go in the game. They cut the lead 59-51. Fossil leads it. We'll come back in a minute right here on KFKA.
The Big Sky Tournament is here. Catch your UNC Bears Saturday night at 7:30 as they take on the Portland State Vikings. The Bears swept Portland State this season, but the Vikings are looking for revenge. Can stars Dalen Coons, Matt Johnson, and Dalton Knecht lift the Bears to the second round to face Montana State? The UNC Bears, the Portland State Vikings this Saturday, pregame show at 7:30 with me, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, and it's right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get your game day forecast with meteorologist Cody Wilson. Fridays on Good Morning NoCo, only on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum. Fort Collins has just cut the lead 59-51 with 3:54 to go in the game from the Denver Coliseum, Class 6A, Grade 8, Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge. 59-51, Sabercats. Hayes set to throw it in. The press is on by Fort Collins. Getting into Leone under the basket. On the right side, Leone with the handles coming up. McGuire guarding him. Leone, little spin move, back with his left. Now to Brown in the backcourt. Nice job breaking the press. Larson guarded by corner. Leone guarded by King. Now McGuire is on Leone in the paint as he backs down at the free throw line. Back out to Larson on the right side. Larson drives, takes the baseline, and it looked like it was blocked. Tough defense by corner. Back the other way for Collins. McGuire with the ball over to Wagstaff, their star from the left wing. He's at the free throw line now. Randall guarding him, but a three-pointer from the corner by corner, and Randall and corner run into each other in the loose ball and collide, and they say traveling Fort Collins. Man, they collided. Corner and Randall diving for the ball. And corner says, what? That was a travel on me. They call travel on Fort Collins. So the press is on as Fossil will inbounds it on the near sideline. With Hayes over to Leone. King guarding him. Hayes in the corner. Tough defense on the press. Leone trying to break it. And they say timeout. Fossil Ridge wants a timeout. Matt Johansson and Bruce Dick will talk about this. You are listening to high school basketball in the Colorado playoffs, Class 6A, the Grade 8, Fossil Ridge, and Fort Collins. Stay with us on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's here. Colorado voters decided that paid family leave is a benefit workers want. Both employers and workers will contribute to the insurance fund that will eventually pay out paid leave benefits starting in 2024. Payroll deductions start now. So when life happens, family has you covered. Find out how much you'll be contributing at famli.colorado.gov. Brought to you by Colorado's Family Division, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Ty Brown trying to break the press and knocked out of bounds by McGuire, but they say off Leone's foot from Fossil Ridge. Turnover Sabercats with 2:55 to go. Fort Collins just cut the lead. They put that press on and do a nice job. They trail it 59-51 as Fossil Ridge trying to get back to the Final Four for the second straight year in this historic high school basketball game in Colorado. Wagstaff from downtown, air ball from the right wing, does not go. Rebounded by the Sabercats, back the other way. Larson on the left wing. Cottingham on him. Brown dribbles, corner guarding him. Now Leone thinking about driving, and he does pass Wagstaff, but Cottingham gets up there for the block, but Hayes comes back with it. Great opportunity for Fort Collins, but Fossil gets it back. Larson back to Hayes, popped out of his hands by Cottingham. Now Hayes goes strong to the hoop, and one. Drives with his right hand from the left wing with 2:11 to go. He will go to the line. Leading 61-51, Fossil. Colin Hayes. Great afternoon. They are deep, top to bottom. The free throw. Chase King will bring it up for Fort Collins, the outstanding junior. Behind his back at the free throw line, fade away, rims out. Randall the rebound. Wagstaff gets his hands on it, and a jump ball. No, they say a foul on Wagstaff. And they are in the bonus, Fossil. Now they say Mitchell with the foul, his fourth. Randall will shoot 1-1. For the Sabercats from Fossil Ridge, who lead it 62-51 here in the Grade 8 against Fort Collins. Randall hits the first free throw. Entertaining to watch Randall. He's long, makes it look easy. Man, just the potential from him. Misses the second free throw, 63-51. Back the other way, King, now Cottingham, back to King, in the corner, takes the baseline, up in the air with his right hand, and short, he is fouled by Brown on the left side of the rim, and he will go to the line. Nice job by King creating. He'll have two shots. Fossil in the bonus for Collins. That first free throw. After that free throw by King, right now 63-52, Fossil Ridge. King's second free throw. It's good. 63-53, 10-point lead for Fossil Ridge in Leone. Trying to break the press in Cottingham at the half court to Randall, and he goes up and throws it down from the left side with two hands, and the jam for Nick Randall. And the Sabercats in the Grade 8. 1:33 to go in the game. King, way outside, three-pointer is good. So we're going to take a quick timeout here as he cuts the lead. Jace King, 65-56, 1:30 to go. Fort Collins trailing Fossil Ridge. Stay with us on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Medicare enrollees need to be careful. Scammers love to target Medicare. Colorado has a program to help you prevent Medicare fraud. Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP. S&P is a free service to protect, detect, and report fraud. If you suspect any Medicare fraud, please call 888-696-7213. That's 888-696-7213. Brought to you by the Colorado Division of Insurance and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
KFKA is your NOCO home for the Denver Broncos.
Wow, what a game. 65-56. Fossil Ridge leads it with 1:30 to go in the game in the Grade 8 Class 6A here at the Denver Coliseum. I'm Blake Olson. Glad that you're with us. Micah Kilpatrick is back at the studio, the mothership, producing this afternoon as Brown set to throw it in for Fossil Ridge, trying to break the press. Cottingham on him, and he throws it in to Larson. Larson dribbling on the far sideline, and he is fouled by Cottingham, I believe. And they call it on McGuire. McGuire was there along with King. So nice job by Larson getting up court, breaking the press, and he goes to the line for Fossil Ridge, the state runner-ups in Class 5A last year, a new classification this year, Class 6A, in the big schools. Misses the first free throw. Off to the right, bounces out. Leone comes up and shakes his hand. They feel good about where they are right now, but still plenty of time for Fort Collins. You never know. 1:27 to play in the game. 65-56. That free throw is good. Larson has 10 points this afternoon. King, crossover. Top of the circle. Cottingham, left wing, tries to feed it into Wagstaff. And thrown away. I believe Fossil got their hand on it as Randall goes to the floor. Fort Collins will throw it in with corner. Now Cottingham from the left corner, three, bounces out. Wagstaff, nice rebound. Double team, tries to spin, tries to get it up there, and he is fouled. Just to the right of the block, and Wagstaff will go to the free throw line. What a career he has had. Wagstaff to the free throw line for Coach Bruce Dick. Once again, 714 wins before this afternoon's game. As a head coach in Colorado, once again, a state championship with Green Mountain two decades ago. Has a talk show on this radio station here, and he is not happy right now on the far sideline. Wagstaff with the free throw. Second one is good. 66-58, Fossil with the lead. Larson now dribbling on the right wing. Top of the circle, about 3 feet beyond the arc, is Leone. And then Brown drives with his left hand and fouled by Cottingham. Cottingham's been fun to watch here in the playoffs and all season long. Remember, Fossil Ridge pulled off that upset of, I should say, Fort Collins pulled off that upset of Fossil Ridge earlier a couple weeks ago, 55-52, the upset. Brown hits the first free throw, and Larson comes out for the Sabercats, and McMillan is in. And the second free throw is good by Brown. King dribbles up. Brown on him. King dribbles, drives on the right side. Out of control there, tries to save it. Leone back the other way, loose ball, and a layup on the other end for Dominic Leone. 70-58, Fossil Ridge leads it. Mitchell, right lane, right wing for Fort Collins, then the left wing, three-pointer. Cottingham can't get it to go. Hayes over to Leone, and he is fouled by Wagstaff, trying to break the pressure. 33.7 seconds to go. Number three, Fossil Ridge, more than likely is going to advance in the 6A playoffs in this historic basketball game as they lead it against Fort Collins and the Lampkins. Leone, first free throw, can put it in the books to make it 71-58. Fossil Ridge, his second free throw, nice high arc, soft touch, bounces off the backboard and in. 30 seconds to play, and Fort Collins with the ball now. Corner on the left wing over to Wagstaff. Wagstaff from way out there in the wing dribbling, and he's going to take the shot and short, bounces out. Rebound by Randall, who's had another huge game, and they're going to let the clock tick out here with 12 seconds to play. Fossil Ridge is going to win this game against their rival Fort Collins, 72-58 here at the Denver Coliseum in the Grade 8 of Class 6A. They're fired up. They're going to shake hands with each other. Plenty of respect from both these schools and great effort from top to bottom of these rosters. All these guys came to play, and it was a joy to watch right here and call on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Price Wyatt is excited. We're going to take a quick break right here on KFKA, and I'll come back and hopefully we could talk to Nick Randall, who had another huge game here in the Grade 8 for Fossil Ridge. The Sabercats over the Lampkins, 72-58. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Denver Coliseum and Grade 8 High School Basketball Class 6A in Colorado. I'm Blake Olson along with you, and we are honored to have the player of the game here in this one, Nick Randall. Really no surprise, but Nick, you had 31 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. I don't know about block shots, 2 block shots. What a game. I know all you care about is the team, but how do you feel right now?
You know, it's a great win coming back for the second year in a row. You know, it's the first time we played a city team in the playoffs, and, you know, we played great, and we lost to them during the regular season, so we had a little chip on our shoulder coming into this game for revenge, and we showed out, and we played great.
Sounds like you're a little under the weather.
Oh, I'm tired.
Are you?
I played probably most of the whole game.
That's what I was going to say. I don't remember you going to the bench, but yeah. Wow, what an effort. You guys, after that loss, the upset, Fort Collins against Fossil Ridge, what did that do to you for this game, and how did it help you in the preparation?
Oh, yeah, it definitely gave us motivation, you know, coming into this game. When the bracket came out, you know, we saw Fort Collins, we could have played them, so we were looking forward to this game. We had a week to get ready for it, and we just played how we play, and it showed out there, and I'm just so happy, and, you know, my teammates, you know, they're just cheering me on the whole time. It's a great feeling to have teammates like that while you're playing.
31 points once again, Nick Randall. It got physical in there, and you knew it would.
Uh-huh,
with Wagstaff and Mitchell, man, you held your ground. I mean, you enjoy that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I love playing those type of games. And, you know, I got to give a shout-out to Luke Wagstaff also. He's a great player. I've played with him for 6 years now, so, you know, I'm really proud of how he plays here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You probably know each other well, and you know all these guys.
Yeah.
You probably see him at Chipotle
when you
go to lunch. But what I was impressed with was you didn't lose your cool, and that's kind of the way you play. You have a good time, but you kept your composure.
Yeah, you got to play the whole game. You know, anything can happen. So, you know, even though we're up by 10 with 2 minutes left, you never know what can happen. So you just got to keep composure.
Now you move on to the Final Four. Yeah. What do you have to do the rest of the way? Obviously, you're state runner-ups, and you want to better that. Uh-huh. But what do you do to try to top what you did last year?
We just got to play our game. We got to come in with confidence, and, you know, we got to play to win, not try not to lose.
And one of your teammates, obviously Brown, the point guard,
yeah,
man, he does a great job handling the rock and the quarterback on this team. What does he mean to you guys?
You know, he's our best defensive player. We just look at him like, oh, he's going to stop anyone from scoring, and he did exactly that. And, you know, if you don't guard him on the three-point line, he's going to knock down every shot he takes.
11 points for him.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go and celebrate. Sweet. Nick Randall, great job. I'm going to take a quick picture so we can put this on social media, on KFKA, and see the great Nick Randall here. What a game. And you have had an outstanding career. And
thank you.
Hopefully for you guys, you bet, you can continue this the rest of the way in the Final Four and on to the championship game. Great job, Nick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And a great student as well.
Does
a great job in the classroom and just a great young man. Good to see you. Congratulations to Fossil Ridge. And you can go enjoy it with your teammates, Nick.
Right. Thank you.
And thank you for coming on here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. So the final, once again, 71-58. Just a really good young man. Someone had to lose this game. I know that's difficult in high school basketball, but today it was Fort Collins who pulled off the upset earlier on Fossil Ridge 55-52 in the regular season. But today it was number three, Fossil Ridge and the Sabercats with the big victory in the Grade 8 in Class 6A Colorado High School Boys Basketball. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show with cold weather we've been having. Well, it's crucial that you have the right feed for your herd. You can visit the Alt Feed Mill, and thank you to them for supporting high school basketball in northern Colorado. Thanks to Gould Parts and the Gould Parts scoreboard today, 71-58, just a great afternoon. Get down here to the Coliseum if you can. Doesn't matter if your team's in it or not. There's nothing better than high school boys and girls basketball here in the state tournament. Don't forget, UNC Northern Colorado taking on Portland State tonight at 7:30 in the Big Sky Conference Tournament. They've got to win, I think, four games in order to get to the big tournament and the big dance. So who knows? Maybe miracles will happen. You can hear that on KFKA at 7:30. For Micah Kilpatrick, I'm Blake Olson. Thank you very much for listening this afternoon, and we enjoyed it. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and have a great Saturday night. Thanks for listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.